Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here for hour number two. Dan has taken off for the holiday weekend, and Manny is now in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call in to 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and share whatever bits of wisdom you have here as we head into the weekend here. Now, there's a very interesting story. As you're probably remembering, yesterday we were reporting on how Japan's government had confirmed that radiation from the Fukushima reactor disaster reached Alaska via ocean currents just after 1 month following the disaster. And we pointed out how the U.S. government's official position is you don't need to worry about Alaskan seafood. The head of the FDA and the USDA went up to Alaska, and they had a big press conference with the head of the Alaska State Fisheries Commission. And they all stood there and said, we don't need to test the food. You're all being silly. And nobody was believing it, because I had a chance to actually spend time with members of the cast of Deadliest Catch. And away from the cameras, they were very concerned. They have nightmares about some kid with a Geiger counter and a crab and getting a high reading and putting it on YouTube, and it would just destroy their seafood industry. And so now the Japanese government is saying, yeah, radioactivity from Fukushima was in Alaskan waters after only 1 month, which means not enough time for the isotopes to decay. And, of course, crabs are bottom feeders. Anything that has settled down out of the ocean onto the floor of the ocean winds up in the diet of the crabs. It's one of the reasons you have to be very, very careful about them. So there's this interesting story about how a Japanese shrimp-catching boat has been adrift at sea all this time and has drifted up into the Bering Straits, and the U.S. Coast Guard is going out to sink this shrimp boat with cannon fire, artillery fire, because it holds 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel, and they're concerned it could interfere with the course of other vessels. And then in the same article, they say, there's little need to be worried that debris coming from Japan is contaminated by radiation. Okay, well, the two claims do not go to each other. First of all, if you sink that shrimp boat with artillery, there's a good chance all that diesel fuel is going to leak out anyway. So that doesn't make any sense. Second of all, it's a very large shrimping boat. It could easily be salvaged and towed to, could send it back to Japan. I'm sure the original owners are probably missing it. It could be salvaged and sold at the very least for scrap metal, unless it is contaminated and radioactive, which would certainly explain why the Coast Guard is going to stand off from it and shell it with cannon fire, rather than go on board. And if they really feel it needs to be sunk, go on board down to the keel, plant a charge in the bow where you know where the water's coming in from and the diesel fuel doesn't leak out. So I think this story is an absolute confirmation that the debris coming from Japan, from Fukushima, is contaminated. The U.S. government knows it. This cover story that they want to sink it because the 2,000 gallons of diesel fuel might inconvenience somebody, again, tow it to shore. Pump the diesel fuel out. Sell it. Unless it's radioactive. That's the only possible reason for the U.S. to be sinking this ship with artillery fire, is that it's highly radioactive. And they actually think that you're going to buy this. They actually think you're going to believe this. It's only for the diesel fuel. Absolutely does not make any sense at all. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more stories about Japan's Fukushima radiation, other stories as they occur, and your phone calls. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We got a caller on the line, Joe in West Virginia. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Well, first off, I want to say thank you. I appreciate everything that you do. I'm a longtime reader of your site, and thank you for opening my eyes.
You're welcome.
I also wanted to share my personal experience with the public school system. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter who is in kindergarten. I started having problems when she was in preschool, actually, with these people. Long story short, she gets a little bit of help for speech. They say she doesn't pay attention too well, but really she's actually a couple steps ahead of her teachers. One, for instance, this teacher sent me a note saying, "Dear Mr. Joe," spelled dear, D-E-E-R. Anyway, I got a progress report from this Board of Education about how my daughter's doing, and it said that my child has a very creative mind, which, like all creative minds, is not in cadence with public education. I would like to get your interpretation of that, because to me that speaks volumes.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, creative minds tend to sort of wander off and decide for themselves what the world is all about. And modern public education, of course, is just state indoctrination. And they want you paying attention to what they're saying. And, you know, every time they start talking about your child is creative or wandering, you know, they're basically getting ready to drug your kid so that an otherwise boring teacher all of a sudden seems incredibly fascinating. And, you know, the kid will be just held in rapt awe of everything being presented from the front of the classroom. This gets back to my comments about why we're allowed to have alcohol but not allowed to have marijuana, when marijuana stimulates brain growth and alcohol retards it. And that's
Absolutely.
Because our ruling systems prefer us to just be a little, you know, fuzzed out enough to where we actually think our jobs are important. We don't see through the Wall Street frauds. We can't figure them out. And we can't figure out the lies that are sending our children off to die in wars. So,
right.
Yeah, I had a taste of public education many, many years ago. And, yeah, it was all about, it was more of a pretense. We're going to pretend everybody's got an equal education. And the reality is the kids who wanted to learn were being ignored. And the kids who didn't want to learn were getting all the resources. And they left school not knowing anything because they went in there not wanting to know anything. And
right.
So it's a huge, huge waste of money. And I really do think the educational system, first of all, you know, it's got to be turned away from propaganda back to actually educating our kids and teaching them how to think, which probably a lot more of them are going to find interesting than just the propaganda to begin with. And then we have to say, okay, the accelerated students, the kids who are bright, who are intelligent, who want to learn, we got to put the effort on them because these are the people who are going to be controlling the next generation, the next world. I don't want to have a doctor operating on me who had the lowest minimal common education. I don't want to be in an airplane flown by a pilot who was given the lowest common denominator minimum education that's guaranteed to everybody. I want people working on my airplanes and my abdomen who are the very, very best of the best that we have out there. And in a lot of ways, we're devolving our culture and our civilization with this idea of forcing everybody down to the same low, unique, socialistic level of awareness and consciousness.
I see that every day, every dealing that I have with the school system, and I've seen it on my own. I'm 35 years old. I was fortunate enough to start my education in a private school system where I was able to ask questions and get attention. You know, sometimes the answers I got weren't always satisfactory to me, but then I had to go to the public school system, and it was like going into zombie land. Nobody cared.
Yes.
Nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody cared. Just get on through. And I didn't have to do anything to ace through it because I had a good background and I knew how to use my brain.
Well, that is definitely a big part of the difference between the private schools and the public schools, is the private schools teach you how to study, how to direct your own inquiry, how to think, and how to figure things out. And the public schools are nothing but rote memorization and repetition. And I remember that was hammered home to me years and years ago when I was teaching math at the high school level, and they were just starting to allow calculators to come into the classrooms. And the kids were punching the buttons and writing down the answers, and it didn't occur to them because of keystroke mistakes. They were getting completely wrong answers because they didn't have it in their head how the mathematics were supposed to work. They were just being taught, press these buttons. Yeah, press these buttons and you'll get this result. And a lot of computer training these days is exactly the same thing. I'm personally dealing with this dearth of people who actually know how to write computer code and compile it and create applications. And a lot of people are running around calling themselves experts on computers. All they're experts at are installing an existing product and configuring it and turning it over to somebody who basically treats it like a glorified typewriter. And it's abysmal. And this is why we have so many of these people coming from other countries who come to the United States of America, and we need them to take over the key portions of our technology, because we've destroyed the educational system in this country by turning it into a propaganda mill. Our kids graduating our own high schools and even colleges don't have the basic necessary math for dealing with the technology on which our society depends. Don't have the necessary science skills. Don't even have the necessary computer skills. Most computer education, again, treats it like an appliance rather than getting in there and learning how to make it solve the problems you need to have it solved. And, you know, we still have some schools like MIT, Caltech, that are in the forefront of developing the technology. But most small local community colleges, the computer education department is basically the consumer application level and not much more.
Absolutely. And it's just amazing to me, just so the elites can run everything, and we're just barely smart enough to run the machines but not ask too many questions. And it's right
well,
there.
Well, here's the problem. The elites think they're running it all, and they think they're managing it all, but they aren't really. And it gets hammered home. Every time there's a major systemic breakdown, the managers will run around in circles and scream for consultants to come fix it for them, but they're not any more knowledgeable about the systems. In fact, very often they're less knowledgeable about the systems than their own employees. And I got to see this a lot with some of the companies that came along in the computer animation revolution in Hollywood. The first companies that were in there, like Robert Able and Associates, we grew up with the technology. We invented it. You couldn't buy it off a store shelf back then. You know, we either built it ourselves or we went without. But all the later companies coming on, they go out and they buy 3D Studio Max or they buy Maya, and all of a sudden they think they're computer animators, and they set up these huge businesses and they borrow a lot of money and they produce marginal work and they go out of business saying, woe is me, what the heck happened? And that's because we're not training our managers or our people to know what's inside those boxes. We've literally, they're just another form of consumer. They just have a lot more money to consume the packaged software and twiddle with it until they get something. But they're not getting their maximum bang for their buck because they don't understand what's inside. It's the difference between a player piano and a Steinway.
Right, right. If you don't mind, another little bit off topic. I forget the gentleman's name, but it was on Jon Stewart last night. He fought the Supreme Court 28 times, and they were talking about basically checks and balances, and saying along the lines that there's actually more going on that has been restricting presidential powers than what we have been seeing. And I'm sitting here going, oh, geez, you know, he's saying, yeah, we shouldn't be doing all these things that we're doing. However, there are powers in place that are functioning. There are limiting the presidential powers. What is it that they're really stopping them from doing?
Well, obviously, I missed the show last night, so I don't know who we're talking about here. But originally, under the Constitution, the president did not really have that much in the way executive, because he was there to execute the will of the Congress after approval by the judicial. And that was all it was supposed to be. There's no such thing as a presidential executive order in the Constitution. The reason every president coming into office renews these states of emergencies that have been going back for almost 100 years is the states of emergency grant the president additional, supposedly temporary, extraordinary powers. But none of them are in the Constitution. And now Obama's trying to do this grab where he says he has to have the power to impose socialistic medicine on the country for the good of the country. It is unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court is right to slap him down if they do, although based on the strip search decision and the one about you can't sue government informants who lie about you, I'm not sure the judicial is doing their job any longer with regards to the Constitution. But we're seeing the president become a single chief executive, and that's not what was intended by the founders of this country, and it's certainly not in the best interest of the American people to allow a single all-powerful executive. We've made the presidency, and in fact, we've made every job in the federal government so attractive that it's attracting the very worst sorts of people, you know, they're desperate to become president. They're willing to do anything to become president, including vote fraud. And then, of course, once they are president, they're willing to do anything with it. As we heard with Obama's comment to Putin that after his next election, he'll have more flexibility. We've got Mitt Romney, the presumed GOP nominee, saying, whatever I said during the campaign doesn't matter anymore. It's the Etch-a-Sketch candidate. Right. You know, once we're in the campaign, I'll say something else. And once I'm president, I'll do something else. And that we made these jobs too powerful and too wealthy, and they were never supposed to be that way. Under the original United States of America, being a member of Congress was an honor, but a temporary one. It wasn't well rewarded. It didn't have a lot of authority. You were expected to have another business that you were paying your own bills with. It was a part-time job. That's all it was. And it was there to basically arbitrate dispute among the states. And the states took care of their own affairs. Instead of this current government that says what food you may eat, what books you may read or not read, what television you may watch, what vaccines you must put into your body, what earphones you must put in your, and on and on and on. We've gone just so totally far down the road of dictatorship. It's very, very scary. We got to take a break. Joe, stay with me through the commercials. I'm going to come back and find out if you have anything else to ask. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried foods, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
What Really Happened Radio Show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Joe in West Virginia. And Joe, was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Yes. I wanted to add the gentleman I was referring to earlier. His name's Jack Goldsmith.
Okay.
It was on John Stewart's show last night. Also, about this secret rocket that we fired up or whatever, I think it's just kind of a way of the government saying to citizens, hey, remember, we got stuff you don't know about. Be careful. I think it's just a display. I remember being a kid and watching the space shuttle. I was 7 or 8, and they took it for a flight around, and I remember watching that. That was awesome. I mean, it was great to see, but I also think that a part of it was, you know, look at what we can do. And which to some degree is great, but, you know, when it comes to how things are going now, it's just...
Oh, well, it's very alarming. There are so many things this country used to be able to do, and we can't any longer. I mean, Obama is the first president since Dwight D. Eisenhower to preside over a country that does not have a manned space program. And it is a major, major decline. We got to hitch rides with the Russians to get up to our space station now. And it is rather alarming. I'm sorry?
That just blows my mind. That is just crazy to me. We have to hitch a ride with the Russians. This is the stuff that we did. This is what we took pride in. My generation growing up, you know, Reagan and go into space. Let's look at the space shuttle. I had the toys, you know, how it works. And we, really? It's insane.
It is. I mean, well, you know, I was part of NASA back in those years, and I take a great deal of pride in what we did do back then as well. But it is. It's kind of sad. We've let that go. Our entire government's attitude right now is all the money has to go to save Wall Street from going to jail for the mortgage-backed security fraud. Anything left over goes to war. And if you look at the Pentagon's budget, they got lots of money to spend. And they're firing things up into the atmosphere, and we don't know what it is. This launch is one of them. They have that little robotic shuttle, which I guess is still up there in orbit. It was supposed to come down a while ago, and it's still up there. And, you know, half the people are saying, well, they're using it to spy on the Chinese space program there. And the other half are saying they can't get it back down. The retro rockets failed and the rest of that situation. But, yeah, our entire government money junkie mentality is just geared for this next war, and they're developing all these really exotic technologies for that, none of which help the American industry. The thing that was wonderful about the space program, the manned space program, and it's the reason that both Eisenhower and Kennedy made it part of the public rather than let the military take it over, which the military definitely wanted it. If they hadn't messed up Vanguard so badly, America's space program would have been as secret as that of the Soviet Union. But after Vanguard failed, Eisenhower took it away from the Army and he gave it to the civilian NACA, which became the NASA, got Explorer up there, and we were off and running and chasing after the Russians. But all of the technology that was developed to solve those problems of getting into orbit, of maneuvering in orbit, of getting to the moon and getting back again, all produced technology fallouts that were the spark for the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Plus, as you indicated, it was inspiring. We all looked at those rockets going up. We'd grown up with Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon and all the movies and TV shows about going into space, and all of a sudden it was actually happening right in front of our very eyes. And right, that was inspiring.
Right, my parents were excited about it, and I inherited that enthusiasm, and then we witnessed it, and now it's just gone. And our workforce is pretty much, they sit around and work on computers, which that, okay, there's a place for that, but we don't manufacture things anymore. There's no, it's just, it's a shame to see. And we all just
heartbreaking.
Stand up for our, yeah, and the only thing we can do at this point, most of us who are barely scraping by, is stand up for our rights, and what else? Because voting doesn't help.
Yeah, that's another problem. I mean, I know a lot of the NASA computer engineers, when they're to Wall Street, they're the ones who are writing all of this high-speed computer trading stuff that is looting the country for the benefit of Goldman Sachs. But I guess a job is a job is a job here. But I'll tell you right now, I remember when I was a kid and men were on the moon. And we all felt so proud of being part of the United States of America and what we could do. And now today you walk around and you talk to people and say, what do you feel best about the United States of America? And they shrug their shoulders and they say, I don't know. You know, American Idol, or what, they'll name a TV show or a rock band or something like that. They don't know. There's no focal point of feeling proud about this country. Nobody feels proud about the wars and the conquest. Nobody feels proud about all this money that we're being forced to spend on Israel. I mean, we have spent four times as much money that we know of. There may be more that we don't know of. But the American taxpayer has been forced to give to Israel four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program. And we're still waiting for that giant leap for humanity that we're supposed to get from that kind of money. And we don't get the technological fallout from that money. Anything Israel develops with that money, they keep for themselves, and then they sell back to us. And it's a completely messed up system. We can't feel proud about Wall Street. They're the biggest financial crooks on the planet. What is there left in this country that we can feel proud about? That's the question. Anybody has an answer, call in this next segment. Joe, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go here.
It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just scratch yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm getting a lot of email about a comment I made at the top of the show about the very real danger as we head into Good Friday and the Easter weekend, about what an amazing target of opportunity it would make for somebody who wants to start a war between the Christians and the Muslims to stage a false flag event. The original spark for the story was this claim coming out of Great Britain of a potential Easter terrorism attack someplace in Nigeria. Why? I don't know, but that's what they're saying here. Little trivia somebody just sent me in here. Do you know that the gatekeeper for the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem is a Muslim? Because, as you know, there are several different sects of Christianity arguing over who's supposed to be in charge of that particular piece of real estate. They get into fist fights with each other. We've seen these on YouTube over who gets to sweep which stair. And they fight back and forth. So they figured the only way to keep more fights from happening is they got a Muslim to take care of the gate. I think it's a lot of sense. It's going to make a lot of sense, I think, here. But here's the point I wanted to make. Many of Christianity's holy sites are inside Israel's sphere of influence. And I'm not I don't want to see anything bad happen to anybody. I don't want to see the wars go anywhere. But I just want you all to keep in mind that if one of these Christian sites, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Church of the Nativity, any of these places were to be bombed over the next few days and the media starts screaming, oh, those gosh darn dirty Muslims, please allow your common sense to take control and say, why would Muslims do something like that when obviously they wish to avoid a war? Who benefits by this? And I'm very, very concerned. Hopefully it will not happen, but if it does... All right, let's see, we've got a caller on the line. Fred in New York. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Fred just dropped. Well, gosh darn him. All right. No cookies for Fred. No Easter eggs for Fred. All righty. I was just watching on the corporate media during the commercial break here, and they're coming out with the official report on Whitney Houston. And I'm sorry for what happened to Whitney, and I'm sorry for what happened to her daughter, but, you know, rock star with a drug problem, that's not exactly breaking news. They were out there on saying that the temperature of the bathwater in which she drowned was 93.5 degrees. Why? Do you not have something else to report to us today that is more meaningful to 330 million Americans than the temperature of the water in which Whitney Houston supposedly drowned? What are we being distracted from? What are they not reporting that we need to be keeping an eye on, I think? That's absurd. That's not news. That's tabloidism. Remember Rivero's rule of news? If it affects your life, if it affects everybody's life, it's news. If it doesn't affect people's lives, it's just, it's advertising. It's tabloidism. It's distraction. So they put a lot of time into that. And they're still waving Zimmerman and Martin around about whether or not he's a racist. It doesn't really matter anymore. Zimmerman shot Martin without good cause. He lied about being under attack and being unthreatened. Throw the guy in jail and start the process going. All righty. Let's see. Looks like Fred in New York came back. Aloha, Fred. Welcome back to the show. Aloha. What's on your mind?
Oh, Michael, you bring up some good points about the cutting of the NASA budget. And in 2003, if people would have listened to people like yourself and Ron Paul not to get involved in this Iraq war, we would have saved over $1.5 trillion that could have went right into the NASA budget. Well, that was the course of the Iraq war. 5,000 American troops, 100,000 troops wounded. We disrupted the whole Middle East, turned it upside down. We have more problems here than ever before. If we just would have minded our business and keep out of these foreign entanglements and put all of our money back into the budgets that really mean something, which is science and technology. And that's what the Constitution says, if you read it, is to promote science and the arts, if you read the Constitution. So yes. You're absolutely right what you're saying. I mean, we have one of the greatest space programs. When I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, it wowed us. A lot of wow technology came out of it that led to the Internet and led to these iPhones and iPods and everything. But today, it's just like everything has to be poured into this military-industrial complex. Nothing good is coming out of it. It's costing the American taxpayers trillions and trillions of dollars. It's sucking the country dry. And you're right about the bad roads and bridges. We're not putting nothing back into it.
That's exactly right here. I remember the space program. We were enthusiastic about the future. We were in love with the future. We were in love with what our country could actually do if it put its mind to it. And this generation, they don't have that. They don't even know what it feels like to have that kind of confidence that your country is on the right path. And I'm not surprised they're very dispirited, and they're searching for an identity in the counterculture area, and they're going to find something that will work for them. But I remember how inspired we all felt about this idea that we really were one people reaching for the stars. And it was inspiring. And when we were starting out, we were in second place. And then, you know, we were in first place. And then we dropped it. It's like Columbus gets back and says, yes, I've discovered this wonderful place on the other side of the ocean. And they say, we don't need to go. There's nothing happening over there. It's not worth going back. It's basically what happened with that whole situation. But it is, but the cost of the war is part of it. The other part of it is all the money that has been borrowed and spent to bail Wall Street out of the mortgage-backed security fraud. and to a larger scale to bail them out of this Ponzi scheme called the Federal Reserve. And we're talking close to $100 trillion by some estimates as to how much this has cost. This is all money that our taxes are going to be trying to pay back futilely, I might add, for the next several generations. That money could have been spent on thorium cycle reactors to have clean nuclear power without the problems. It could have been spent on the manned space program to develop the next technologies. We don't know what's out there to be discovered that we could build new industries on. We could have repaired our roads and bridges with all that money, brought our schools and hospitals up to date, and now the money is gone. We're all on the hook for it, supposedly, until we stand up and say no. And where did the money go? It's walking around Wall Street with these $100,000 wristwatches on their wrists. That's where it all went, to self-aggrandizement and money junkie behavior.
You bring up a good point. The one candidate that actually spoke out the truth was Ron Paul. When he said to the American people, we must liquidate the bad debt. Nobody wants to take the hit on Wall Street. Nobody wants to take the hit. No, you liquidate the bad debt and start over with a clean slate. That's what Ron Paul was saying in his campaign. I wish more people will listen. You're saying basically the same thing too. You got to liquidate the bad debt. You can't keep the bad debt on the paper, you know, on the books over and over and over again. We know it's bad. We know it's junk. It must be liquidated and start with a clean slate.
Well, you know, ancient Rome used to have a festival that they would do from time to time called the Jubilee, where all debts were forgiven, and they did it because they understood that, you know, banking, if it becomes the center of the economy of a country, sooner or later destroys that country with debt. And when the Romans dropped the process of Jubilee, then Rome fell. Now, the reason the money junkies don't want to write off that debt, and from our point of view, it is an odious debt. It was run up by our government without our permission to do for purposes that don't serve the United States people. And so it is all technically odious debt. But Wall Street has gotten to this state of mind where they view debt as an item of value. It's not gold coins. It's not jewelry. It's how much debt you have on other people. And they don't want to just, they think they're throwing away something of value when they write off debt. And yet we understand that even as inflation brings money into circulation, default is the only thing that takes it out of circulation. But again, the money junkies are all thinking about their own spreadsheets, their own bottom line. They're still worshiping on the altar of Adam Smith and thinking that by being money junky, greedy bastards and bitches, that they're somehow helping society along. And very clearly, current events is showing that's wrong. Now, Nobel Prize winning mathematician John Nash, in his doctoral thesis, actually proved why this money junky, everyone for themselves thinking was ultimately going to destroy the United States economy. But nobody wanted to listen. They wanted to keep on going with the Gordon Gekko, greed is good. You know, I'm going to grab everything I can, and somehow it's going to move all of the world and all of the society into the future. And it doesn't. It moves it into the past, into feudalism, into serfdom, into waterboarding and torture and imprisonment without trial and charge.
You know, you bring up a good point about with greed. And if you look back at the writings of Ayn Rand, she took one of the seven deadly sins, which was greed, and she turned it into a virtue, and she basically said greed is good. If you read a lot of her writings, she had basically stated that. And if you look at the way this country has moved towards where we had some kind of moral fiber, which were the seven deadly sins, and that was things to be avoided, we actually turned some of them into virtues, and that was one of the main declines of our standing amongst the world, is that we actually say, yeah, greed is good, grab as much as you want, you know, to heck with the next person, just grab it all, create fake debt, fake money, you know, counterfeit as much as you can, and call it, you know, legal tender, and turn around and tell the people, well, you're responsible for it. And it's just a shame that this country
was so great.
It's
a scam. And I want to draw a very clear line here between people who become rich because they produce a good product or service that we voluntarily will give them our money for. And the two examples I keep using are Steve Jobs with his Apple computers and James Cameron, who makes these wonderful movies that we all decide of our own free will to go and see and buy the DVDs and Blu-rays of. And by the way, I have a lot of respect for James Cameron and what he's doing with his wealth now as an ocean explorer. And I have a tremendous amount of admiration for him. And we don't hate people like him. We admire him. Those are the people we want to emulate. The ones that we have a problem with, the money junkies, are the people like Bernie Madoff with the loot, you know, who scammed his own investors for $65 billion. Lloyd Blankfein, who's out there taking people's homes through criminality and calling it God's work. Those are the people who are destroying our society and our civilization.
Absolutely right, Michael. And those are the people we should not be looking up to as a society. They should be shunned, those individuals, for what they're doing to
the
country.
We shouldn't, but they own the corporate media, and so the corporate media lionizes them and idolizes them and says, see, these are gods among men. And so it's not surprising that so many of our young people say, yeah, I want to be really rich like them, and I don't care what I have to do it. And it is a wrong message. We need to get back to telling our kids, you know, you're just fine the way you are. Figure out what you want to do to contribute to the world. You don't have to have five mansions and a fancy car or a Bugatti Veyron to feel good about yourself. Feel good about yourself because you're a cool human being. That's unfortunately a very rare sentiment. I'm going to let you go here. We got another
call
on the line.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
We are actually running out of time here. Jim up in Toronto. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. You're on
the
air.
Thank you. First-time caller, I just wanted to explain that I think that the work that you and Claire do is amazing work, and I'm grateful to you, too. The question that I wanted
to
ask you is, I mean, for me to do the kind of work that you and your wife do around where I live in Canada, I'd probably have the cops banging down the door and stuff like that. I just wondered if you run into that kind, those kinds of roadblocks, and you might want to.
Okay. I'm sorry to laugh here. In terms of the cops banging on the door, no, we don't have to worry about that because we do have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and everything that we do is considered, you know, covered under freedom of speech. But there are other forms of pressure that do get applied in terms of career wrecking, and you know, we've had people call our advertisers and try and convince them not to do business with us. We've had people go on to like the Amazon.com webpage where my wife sells her music and just put profanity all over there and try and convince people not to buy her albums. Longtime listeners and readers know the story of how I was literally blacklisted out of Hollywood over my work on the Vincent Foster murder. And so, yeah, those kind of things happen. I don't talk about them a lot because they're really irrelevant to the process of what's going on. You know, when something like, you know, my website's been put on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of websites you should never read, I consider that to be a badge of honor.
Well,
it means
I do.
I'm doing something good here, you know, when these orchestrated forces of, you know, pro-Israel support and phony terrorism to scare you into wars. When they start noticing you, it means you're doing your job here. And I'm getting on in years, and the loss of my father and my youngest brother this last year reminded me that we don't know how much time we have on this world, and you start all of a sudden focusing your life on the one thing that means the most to you, or the two things that mean the most to you, and obviously number one is Claire, and number two is this ideal that all of us have an obligation to leave to the next generation a better world than was left to us. And sadly, right now at this moment in time, we are failing miserably. And I think we all just need to pull together and say, we got to give the kids a chance to have a world that is going to work for them rather than a world that demands the children work for the few. And I'm sure I could phrase that better if I think about it. But that's really what it comes down to. Do we want our children to have a free chance at life's blessings, or do we want to basically leave them into a world of servitude and slavery? Are they human beings, or are they chattel? And I think that's a good thing to focus your life on. And if some friction and stuff, that's just part of the cost of doing business. And I really don't care about it much anymore.
I think you've explained it pretty good. I've gained a lot of courage. I don't know. That's a cheap word that a lot of people throw around.
No, it isn't. It is not cheap. It's only cheap in the eyes of the
cheap
money junkies and the corporate media.
Right, the word.
Listen,
cheap.
I'll tell you. I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but I'm almost to the commercial break here. The best thing that you can do with that courage that you have found is just continue to speak out to everybody around you, because then you will give them the courage to speak out. And here's a little secret about courage that the government doesn't want you to know about. It's contagious. If you are showing courage, then you're a carrier, and you can and will infect everybody around you with that same courage.
you're going to let me go, but thank you.
Well, you got about a minute here. Go ahead.
Oh, indeed. I've suffered through some minor problems in my life due to the fact that my entire family are in the Masonic Lodge, and I happen to challenge the one of the things that they ask you to do, as my father himself said, all you have to do to become a Mason is swear that you believe in a supreme being, and a supreme being, that is. And I, of course, said, well, I believe in God, take it or leave it. And that wasn't acceptable. Those were the very words I had to swear. I couldn't just say, you know, my supreme being is God. It was going to have to be the supreme being.
That's not my understanding here, because I got to let you go here. I'll respond to this when we come back from the commercial break.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore. Be in Boston Harbor, Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. Last segment of our show here today, and basically to wrap up with what Jim in Toronto was saying. I was approached about joining a local chapter of the Freemasons. And I was certainly willing to do so, But what I was told is the requirement is you must profess belief in a supreme being, and any supreme being would do is what they told me. God would work just fine. But because I am not a believer in any kind of a supreme being, I said, much as I'd like to have joined the Freemasons because of their charitable work, I wasn't about to disrespect them by pretending to a faith I do not have, and we kind of dropped the matter. And we're all still friends. You know, they understood I was following the honorable path on that situation. But my understanding down here is that, belief in the Christian God or the Muslim God or the Jewish God, who are all supposedly the same guy, but that is sufficient to meet that particular requirement. And then the rest goes to the marble thing and whatnot. All righty, so moving right along, we're almost to the end of the show here. Somebody wrote in about feeling proud about the country. Please ask your listeners to make videos asking young people what makes them proud to be an American, restricting all answers to things they've seen their nation do in the last 10 years. Well, if they're children, that's going to be sort of an automatic thing. A second question might be to ask them what America is doing that either shames or frightens them. You might ask them to ask a third question. What worries these children about the future? I think the results will shock most people. And I think that's kind of fun. That might be something I might try with my little Luxie earphone camera, so forth and so on. Moving right along here, the USDA, Department of Agriculture, is about to put through a change where they're going to fire their food inspectors. The Food Safety Inspection Service is going to let go of their own inspectors, just fire them, and allow the poultry companies, food companies, to do their own inspections from now on. Gee, I wonder how good those inspections are going to be. Basically, the new model is the poultry plant, they're not even going to be separate inspectors. They're simply going to rely on the poultry plant employees at those conveyor belts to voluntarily pull off any chicken that does not appear to be perfectly right. This is further erosion of our safety and health for budgetary reasons. And it's a very, very dangerous situation. Say hello to my little friend Salmonella. Let's see. Poland has now banned all genetically modified corn. And Marion Barry, former mayor of Washington, D.C., got caught on camera smoking crack. He's now a minor city official, got up and is saying, this is a direct quote, "We got to do something about these Asians coming in and opening up businesses and dirty shops," reported by WRC-TV. They ought to go, and I'm going to say that right now, but we need African-American business people to be able to take their places too. Remember what I said before about Obama needing racism to be an issue for November? Here you go. More of the same thing. That's it for our show. We will be back tomorrow on Friday, Good Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, support alternative media, support Ron Paul, support the Occupy movement, and Aloha America.